The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. We're the Grillin' Guys every Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL, 9 to 11. We are celebrating Mardi Gras, as you know, and we're running without Barbecue Bob today. He's out in the land of many wives, Salt Lake City, doing a little research and development for us at the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Show out there. This is a trade show for the industry, and Bob's out checking out the equipment and seeing what he can bring back for us to try some new techniques and tools and make it happen. But we're going to go live to Bob right now. Bob, are you there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob. How are you, man?
You know, it's been a beautiful couple of days in Salt Lake City, and this morning, since our outdoor demonstration start, it had to rain. So fortunately, we have a nice big overhang and tent to grill under, but we'll be grilling for a few thousand people today and probably a few thousand tomorrow. So we're actually doing some demonstrations out here, and there are a small group of people that do this every year, and this year it's my turn in the pickle barrel.
When you say we, Bob, who are you talking about? You got ants in your pockets? Who's out there with you?
Well, I'm out here with Bill Best from Tech Infrared. I'm out here with Rob Russell from The Good One. I'm out here with a bunch of grilling freaks.
Excellent. So Bob, we're missing you here. We're flying slow without you. I'm usually the one that's on junket while you're here holding the fort down. So it's a little role reversal today, but it's good to hear from you. What are you grilling today, Bob? You said I talked to you a little earlier, and you said that you were at the store. What'd you buy? What you putting out for these people today?
We're going to be doing ribeyes. We're going to be doing chicken breasts. First thing this morning, we're doing... First thing this morning, we're doing some bacon just to get the aroma in the air and get everybody tempted. And then we'll be sliding into some chicken breast, some ribeye. We've got some brats. And we've got all kinds of meat. We've got, I think for today, we've got around 400 pounds of meat to do.
What you cooking on? What are you cooking on?
We are cooking on Tech Infrareds.
It's an all-tech day today? You're not going to do it on charcoal? You're on propane?
Yeah, that's right. This next couple of days, I'll be cooking exclusively on Tech Infrared and demonstrating the virtues and the superior cooking ability of infrared, and especially the way Tech does it, because it's 100% infrared. So the chicken breasts will be, they'll be lined up here to sample our food.
This is the Grilling Guys every single Saturday from 9 until 11. And normally we've got Barbecue Bob in studio, but he's on a field trip out there looking for ways to come home with additional help for the house. I know how they do things in Utah, Bob. You can't lie your way out of that. But talk to me about these tech grills that you're using, because the ones that I've seen, in the like the one you gave away, it's little itty bitty. If you're feeding 1,000 people, I assume they've got larger units out there than that.
Yes, and good morning, Michael. Nice to talk to you. We have some nice big larger versions, the Sterling and the other larger models that they have. But I have to tell you, last night I was out with a group of guys, Rob Russell and the boys, and one of the guys with us was having porter, and it's called the polygamy porter, and it's one of the biggest beers out here. It's very popular. We found an excellent microbrewery. Imagine that, and. They took good care of us.
I assume you can't order them one at a time.
That's good. I didn't really pay attention. You know, I was too mesmerized by all the big fermentation tanks and the process they had going on.
Hey, Bob, you've been running around the show out there for a couple days. I know you left on Tuesday, and you'll be back tomorrow on Sunday. But what have you found out there? What are you going to bring back for us that is new and exciting in the grilling world?
Oh, this show is, it happens once a year, and every grill manufacturer on the planet is here, and everybody's strutting their stuff, and, you know, I represent a couple of them, The Good One and Tech, and, of course, I'm always anxious to look at the other brands, but I'm probably going to pick up one more line, because the pellet grills keep getting smarter and smarter, and I think I'm going to probably... grab one of these pellet grill manufacturers, but they really are kind of making a pretty big splash at this show. There's a bunch of them now, and a bunch of American pellet grill manufacturers unfolding right now, and the technology and all the stuff is really, really good. So that's kind of gotten my attention peaked. And other than that, there are lots of excellent grilling accessories and, you know, just thousands of people. It's a hoot. I get to meet up with old friends, and you know, we have events every afternoon and cocktail parties. It's a good time.
You're listening to the Grilling Guys here on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, trying to get you tuned up for spring and the inevitable deck season. And Barbecue Bob, normally one of the primary cogs in the show, is now out in Utah on a field trip here. And for somebody that's completely unfamiliar, what is a pellet grill? What do they burn? Where do you get the fuel? What's the difference between that and, say, charcoal, propane, et cetera?
Well, you know, a lot of people have pellet stoves, as I do in my basement, and it's basically sawdust that you burn in a mechanized stove. Well, a pellet grill is the same thing. It's kind of like our good one, only instead of burning charcoal, it burns pellets. And with the pellet grills especially, they have different types of woods now pelletized, so you can literally get any flavor of pellet you want for your smoker. It's kind of cool. In my opinion, it's a great way to smoke meat if you don't want to bother with lighting charcoal and you're impatient. You know, some people like the click poof of gas, and some people like just pushing the button on a pellet grill, and that really kind of is how I view it. I still probably tend to be very traditional and really love my good one and my charcoal, but when it comes to a great steak, if I want to sear a steak fast or chicken breast, nothing does it like a tech. So, I think these pellet grills will be handy for the guy that wants the effects of smoke, but really doesn't have the time or patience.
So, Bob, these are not grills; more they're smokers. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, they're really more smokers. They call them grills, but the surface doesn't really get hot enough to affect the meat like a good hot grill surface will.
So you're going to pick one of these up and then get a line and start repping those. For those of you that don't know, Barbecue Bob is his daytime job, if you will, is not in radio, but he's a manufacturer's rep for several of these great grilling components and grills and things of that nature. And this is kind of exciting territory for us because nobody's doing this in West Michigan. So Bob's going to bring back a new piece of equipment, a new technique, and we're going to see if we can make it happen here in West Michigan with the pellet grills. I'll be interested to try it, Bob, when we get one back here, because I would think that most of the smoke that we use regular charcoal, and we'll put a piece or two of the hardwood on there to create the smoke, but it sounds like this is more the fire itself is made with the smoking material, so it should be more intense flavor. Is that right?
That's right. And I'm pretty anxious to play with one myself. Initially, some of the first manufacturers out there were producing them in China, and the result in the marketplace was of intrigue, but yet a bunch of satisfaction because the quality wasn't there. So I'm pretty anxious to check out these American manufacturers because they're a higher grade of quality product.
Yeah,
and I like my Yankee-made stuff.
Absolutely. That's what our show is all about. This is an American-made show. We're going to use American-made equipment, and we're going to cook the American way. If you're just tuning in, we're the Grilling Guys at 107.3. We jetted out to Salt Lake City to talk to Barbecue Bob, who's on junket out there getting us some new equipment. Bob, we appreciate your time, and keep looking for good stuff for us, and safe travels tomorrow, and we'll see you back here Sunday night.
Hey, thanks a lot. And if you talk to my wife, tell her I'm coming home alone.
Okay. Will do.
Bring right. back some of that polygamy porter.
Hey, dude, I had you in mind when I saw it.
Oh, great. Now I'm in trouble with my wife. Thanks.
Here you go.
All right. That's Barbecue.
Okay, bye, guys.
Take it easy, man. That's Barbecue Bob. You hear him every single week here on the Grilling Guys from 9 until 11. And if you've never been to his house, and why would you? But I have. The guy's got every toy, every back deck accessory, every kind of cooking, grilling, smoking, burning flesh kind of a thing that there is.
Right.
And 10 things you've never heard of or seen before.
Well, and it's kind of fun because a little R&D in his backyard. But hey, that's what grilling's about, man. There's no rules here. We're gonna set you up in your backyard. We're gonna teach you some new techniques, use some different equipment, and you know what? You're gonna turn out food that creates that ever-present thing that I'm trying to get to, and that's grill envy from my neighbors. You know. So stick with us because we're going to talk a little bit with Cowboy Rob Russell. He's out at that show as well, but he's going to give us a little mac and cheese with andouille sausage right back on that Mardi Gras train. And so we're going to have a little bit of fun with Rob, and we'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.